The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday, AM 7:01, it is Central Time. And of course, what I'm holding in my hand right now is the inimitable, the most coveted, sought after Joyce Riley mug right here. It says, knowledge is power, because my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, of course. And of course, there's Joyce, who yesterday we celebrated her sixth anniversary of her passing. Died of cancer. Fought it bravely for many, many years and succumbed to it yesterday in 2017. And we remember her. And if you haven't been to all the pages that we put in our links in the radio on our email blast that we send you, courtesy, you need to get one of these things. You donate $100 or more, we're going to ship you one of these things so you can have coffee with the Power Hour every morning. And there's Joyce. Let's see what else is going on here. Oh, yeah. More news. Grown by Nature, the supplement that we were offering 10% off last week. Well, we're going to extend the sale so you can sign up for auto ship, because that's how you keep your 10% going. We also have 10% off of North American Urban Spice products this week. And, of course, you can subscribe to thepowerhour.com, but just by visiting the website, of course. This newsletter is absolutely free. We send it to you in your inbox. Power Hour is also on Substack. And since Monday is usually a loaded news day, I will be doing the After Hour segment, which we always do generally every Monday, because we got a lot of news today. There's like 65 news stories out there that we felt were worthy of your attention and analysis. I always say analysis because we have to be cynical of every single thing the mainstream media reports. And of course, there's probably at least a dozen stories that I might mention in passing that we did not put on the email blast because I thought, you know what? That's some politician's freaking opinion, and I don't care what that politician thinks. Like Hussein, he was out there spouting of the fact that the mainstream media spent too much time covering the Titan submersible. No, to you, Hussein. Yeah. What other president do you know has a middle name of Hussein that served two terms? Yeah. No, that's not a quiz this morning. By the way, we're on two new radio stations, and we are also continually broadcasting over 7.490 to WWCR, which, of course, if you want to send a check to them to help support the Power Hour online so you can continue to listen, you can send it directly to them at WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. They're so big, they got their own avenue. Just make sure you put the Power Hour on the memo line so the check gets credited to the right account. And, of course, Brandon Weikert, we were going to have him on Friday, and we decided to move him to today because like, we don't have enough stuff to cover. Brandon's going to be talking about the latest trip to China by winking, blinking, and nod. And does that forebode imminent war with that country? Oh, there's all sorts of junk going on. It's, you know, it's opinions. But, see, Brandon Weikert also wrote the book Biohacked, China's Race to Control Life. And, of course, he said everything I've pretty much been saying for the last 3 years. Since I took to the airwaves. Wow. Yeah, we'll get into that. Now we got to move on to today's top stories, the top five. Yep, 4 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central. For those of you that dare to call in and contribute because you have freedom of speech according to the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, you're more than welcome to at 844-769-2944. Yep. You're looking at your clock and it says, oh, I'm in the same time zone or a different time zone, but it's in the same broadcast period of time, Dave's on the air, so I can call Dave and have a chat. If you got something on your mind, you know. Special counsel Jack Smith. You remember he's the one that's prosecuting Trump on the classified and sensitive documents trial? Well, he's filed a request for the start date to be moved from August to December 11th, 4 months after the date Judge Eileen Cannon set this last Tuesday. Now, gee, it makes you wonder politically why he did it. Let's analyze. He did it because once the trial starts, you see what happens in January and February and January, February, June, and July. What happens during that time? Yeah, we have to have a little fanfare there. Yeah, what happens during that time? Well, all the political campaigning starts ramping up. And see, if you start the trial date when Trump's got to be there in December, that means it ruins everything. He's got to jump through hoops to get to the debate stage or whatever the case may be. It would be foolish for him not to get on the debate stage. But again, they're trying to get him off his political footing, and that's exactly why. And maybe it's also because of the fact that Jack Smith's case isn't as strong as he thought, and they got to try to dig up more evidence. Story number two. A train carrying hazardous chemicals plunged into the Yellowstone River in eastern Montana. No, it's not because it derailed. It's because the bridge it was traversing over collapsed. That happened early Saturday morning. Montana Rail Link, 10 cars went into the river about 6:45 in the morning. Three were carrying hot asphalt, and four others, molten sulfur. Great. Put that in your water supply. Stillwater County Emergency Management reported the Montana Department of Environmental Quality began monitoring air and water quality standards at water intakes along the river for potential contamination. Told people that maybe shouldn't be using your water. Huh. Wow. See, so much for our infrastructure bill, huh? Where's Pete when you need him? Well, of course, Pete's not here. Yeah. The paternal order of Pygmalion. Yeah. House Republicans stated that Customs and Border Protection have intercepted an increasing number of foreign nationals from countries not in South or Central America. But yet Russia and several high-value targets from China. Now, what does that tell you? Well, the more of those high-value targets manage to get into the country without being detected, what that tells me is there's a greater chance that many of them have computer programming skills with the capability of hacking into our grid and creating havoc, hacking and biohacking into our systems. The Supreme Court, by the way, says that Texas and Louisiana do not have the authority to challenge the Biden administration's guidelines for when to deport migrants from the country. Handing a win to Biden on immigration policy. This is an 8-1 decision with Alito dissenting. The court determined the two states lacked Article 3 standing to sue over one of the Department of Homeland Security's earliest directives. And so basically what's happening is they're just allowing every Tom, Dick, and Harry that crosses at the port of entry to enter the United States. So as long as you're not trying to sneak into the country, they're going to just turn you loose into the country and you're going to be in there fending for yourself. And if that's the case, you know, they might give you a handful of money. They might give you some food stamps. They might, you know, give you a cell phone that's, you know, they can track you with. And they've got the cell phone number. Of course, what's to stop people from getting rid of the SIM card? Huh? What's to stop people from just throwing that out and getting a burner phone? Nothing. This is so stupid what these people are doing. And of course, this thing with illegal immigration, you got to wonder, because of everything that's been happening right here, according to Justice Amy Coney Barrett, after concluding that this statute criminalizes immigration advocacy and other protected speech, You know, she's saying banning on encouraging illegal immigration is not unconstitutional. There was a case in front of the Supremes where somebody got in trouble because they were sitting there holding themselves out as being able to get citizenship for all these illegals coming across the country, and he made a business out of it and scammed people. Come to find out, nope. A U.S. law that bars encouraging illegal immigration for advantage or gain is lawful. So the advantage or gain is money. And somebody saw fit to take advantage of it, and they got in trouble for doing it. That concludes our top five news stories. I know you're saying, come on, Dave, there's more top news on that. Yeah, there is. 10 minutes after the hour, 7 a.m., for those of you keeping track of the time, so you can challenge me at every detail. Now, hey, I'm analyzing this stuff, okay? This stuff, half the stuff is tit for tat. The other half is Pravda programming. Yeah, it's all out there. That's why we analyze the living bejesus out of it, folks. Putin, of course, vowed over the weekend to defeat an armed rebellion announced by Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the Russian Wagner paramilitary group, whom Putin denounced as a traitor to the country. Of course, they were stationed in Ukraine and they moved toward Moscow. And of course, now Lukashenko, president of Belarus and an ally of Putin, of course, sat down with Prigozhin and says, hey, you know, you can't be doing this. Putin's going to have your head. So they decided they weren't going to march on Moscow. So they de-escalated. They're not going to do that. This is just stupid. Again, it's tit for tat. It's propaganda. We don't know why Prigozhin was marching on Moscow. Everybody's going, well, all our politicians in D.C. reacted to that one. Yeah, they're all, oh, see, Putin's weak. Putin's weak. No, no, no. Putin's not weak. No, Putin's got his finger on that button. It's right there. All he's got to do is press it. He can turn Ukraine into a nuclear parking lot at will. And the Russian Politburo will let him do it. They're going to argue with him. They'll all disappear. Anybody that protests against what Putin does is going to disappear. They have the FSB. They make people disappear. If you disagree, phone lines are open. Oh, here, you know, speaking of Hussein complaining all about the fact the mainstream media was covering the Titan sub issue. Yeah, I was watching some video and saw the lawsuit. We got a PDF of the lawsuit that OceanGate filed against David Lockridge, who was their safety analyst. And he said the sub was just not put together right. James Cameron even came out with stuff over the weekend. You know, the director of the Titanic, he even came out with stuff and said, no, the way that sub was designed, it was doomed. Officials believe the Titan imploded after it lost contact 1 hour and 45 minutes into its descent toward the Titanic shipwreck. And as I told you already, and I already said that this is what happens when it hits crush depth and the surface of the hull of that, which apparently Mr. Braggart, the guy that put this whole thing together, that died on the sub, yeah, him. Arrogance, greed. That was a $1 million voyage down there to the bottom of the sea. 16,500 or whatever it was, 12,500 feet below sea level. But the bigger problem is, see, when it hit crush depth and the hull is weak, boom. These people did not know what hit them because they literally were turned into liquid goo. I know that's pleasant to talk about in the morning, but according to the videos I was observing from engineers that evaluated the implosion, they didn't know what hit them. It happened within a nanosecond and they were gone. They didn't even know what hit them. It just happened that fast. Just so you know, they died not even knowing it hit them. All right. Just that fast. The RCMP, meanwhile, that's the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, eh? Yeah, they're going to do a preliminary investigation to the deaths of those five passengers. To sound like Ted Baxter. Remember the Mary Tyler Moore Show, you know, Ted Knight, the late Ted Knight? Mayor, Murray, Lou. Yeah. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, see, that's all they could talk about. Tit for tat. This is, see, let's steer them away from what's going on in D.C. We got to find stuff. Weapons of mass distraction. Robin Williams used to say in the movie Man of the Year. With graduation less than a month away, guess what's happening to many college students in China? They still can't find a job. China's economy is faltering. But of course, they don't want to tell you that. Anxiety, of course, amongst parents, because many of the trainees are still living with their parents over them, and the parents have been scolding them for not trying hard enough to land a job. But the problem is, there aren't any jobs to be had. And all this in the middle of a new wave of COVID-19 infections. Big resurgence. Number of people testing positive for the virus rising significantly since April. So they've got a lot on their hands. Meanwhile, back in the States, Raul Ortiz, the top outgoing U.S. Border Patrol agent, said he would have preferred more border wall construction, more personnel to patrol the border, and more consequences to disincentivize crossing attempts. Like what, flying bullets? Yes, you must have the bullets. Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. When you deliberately screw with the military and you put more military down there from multiple states to help the DPS in Texas and various other places curb the level of rising immigration, and all they're doing is just helping people gain access and cataloging people coming across the border, that pretty much tells me that our government has turned against we the people, and they don't care. They want another 6, 7, 8, 10 million people in this country as if we don't have enough already to deal with. And then what they want to do is they want to, and this is, you know, my thought process, thinking outside the box here, you can analyze all you want. What these 6, 8, or 10 million people are going to do once they get here and run out of money and a place to live. And we, the people, put our foot down and the blue state cities, which call themselves sanctuary cities and are getting overrun. What's going to happen when they hit the big pay dirt and all of a sudden the money runs out? What happens when you have issues with all these surrounding communities that now have to put up with the fallout? What happens when all of these immigrants run out of money and have no place to live because the tax dollars are being curtailed? Whoa, are they? Are they really being curtailed? Are you paying attention to what DC is doing using our tax dollars to fund all these people's existence in this country while they try to settle in? That's a big problem. Yep. Moving into the you snooze at 18 minutes after the hour. Amid a record-breaking influx of illegal immigrants into the U.S., four more of Biden's top border officials have quietly resigned in the last 2 weeks. That brings the total to seven that have left. The latest came this week from Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security John Tien, who announced he was leaving only after a year in office. He was appointed, of course. He can't take it anymore. All this garbage that's going on. Frustrating. He said, you know what? That's it. I'm out of here. It's too bad the whole bloody mess just doesn't up and quit. I'm surprised they haven't, frankly, unless they're part of the agenda. Are they being incentivized? So, of course, understand that. Again, as I pointed out earlier in this broadcast, all these illegal immigrants coming through the ports of entry are being freed into the United States. They say they're being turned away. No, not happening. BlackRock Recruiter, by the way, the O'Keefe Media Group has come out with another blockbuster news report. This BlackRock recruiter named Sergey Varley says he decides people's fate says war is good for business while spilling info on the asset giant BlackRock. Footage taken by O'Keefe, 7 minutes long, describes how BlackRock's able to run the world. Now, why are you people still invested in BlackRock? Why aren't you pension funds pulling out? BlackRock Inc. is the world's largest asset management company that's gained more notoriety as of late due to its large acquisitions. Barley says it's easier for BlackRock to do things when people aren't thinking about it. And the asset giant doesn't want to be anywhere on their radar. And of course, everything that James O'Keefe just exposed is a peek into why BlackRock is doing what it's doing and why it's supporting the war and why it's, I think they're funding politicians to keep it going. I think they're putting money into little trust funds. Yeah, for little Lindsay and all these various other people that are warmongers that think we should be in Ukraine. Yeah, war's good for business, all right. We all know that. Banks are making off like bandits. And see, that means the stock market's doing well, too. If we pull out of Ukraine, gee, I wonder how many people that are invested in defense contractors are going to start losing money. See, that's what you got to look. You got to follow the money. Show me the money. Show me the money, said Dr. Evil. Dr. Evil, your stock is rising, number two? Yeah. Lots of presidents have had troublesome family members. Oh, here we go. The analysis, the tale of two legal fates. You remember Billy Carter, the beer-drinking, public-urinating brother of Jimmy Carter, got himself registered as an agent of the Libyan government, sparking a Senate inquiry. Roger Clinton, the ex-convict half-brother of Bill Clinton, earned Secret Service codename Headache, possibly due to antics like reportedly accepting a $50,000 Rolex to lobby for the pardon of crime boss Rosario Gambino. Then there's Neil Bush, who was investigated, though not charged, for his role in the collapse of a $1 billion savings and loan during the presidency of his father, George H.W., not prudent. Yeah, that guy, New World Order, read my lips. Yeah. When George W. was president, his brother Neil, entered a consulting agreement with a semiconductor company managed in part by the son of Jiang Zemin, then Secretary General of the Chinese Communist Party and paramount leader of China. Significant difference in the Hunter Biden case is that it lands side by side with federal charges against former President Trump. But is it happening? Retired Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz said that a recent allegation from a whistleblower about President Biden's son, Hunter, should be investigated by Republicans and could be an impeachable event. And so the offense there is being moved on by Lauren Boebert and others. They're going after Garland as well because of this issue with two different tiers of justice in this country. And, of course, if it is proven that Hunter allegedly demanded a payment from a Chinese businessman while Daddy was in the room, you know, Daddy Joe, who's moving kind of slow at the junction. Oh, that's Uncle Joe. I know. You're all saying, Dave, that's Uncle Joe. See, you're putting on your thinking caps this morning. We appreciate that. He said Biden cannot invoke the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination in Congress because his lawyers have said he's no longer subject to any criminal prosecution. This is what Dershowitz is speculating here, but it would be an impeachable offense. That'd be the crime of bribery. It still hasn't been proven his father was in the room while he made the demand. The chief accountant at Ukraine's Burisma Energy, who offered to provide U.S. authorities with damning evidence regarding financial crimes involving Joe and Hunter Biden, has been found dead before she could testify. Yep. Interesting, isn't it? How people just disappear. The DOJ, meanwhile, has filed charges against four Chinese chemical manufacturers and eight Chinese nationals, accusing them of crimes related to the production, distribution, and sales of the deadly drug fentanyl.
Whoop-de-doo.
How long's it been? Now they just got people? Huh. After they killed how many? Yeah. For those of you who missed the news over the weekend, the effects of fentanyl are considered the cause of death for Adam Rich. Remember that? You remember who Adam Rich is, the child actor known as America's little brother for his role on the hit family dramedy. That's what they call it. Eight is enough. Remember that? Yeah, he was found dead this January in his home. The autopsy is now revealed. Rich, who was 54, died of fentanyl overdose. And now the DOJ is finally doing something about it, right? I would give him the old Elmer Fudd for that. Yeah. The CDC, by the way, if you choose to believe them, has issued a new health advisory this week regarding measles infections for international travelers ahead of the summer season. So if you're traveling, you should know that measles is on the uptick. Advising parents to make sure their families are what? Up to date on the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Yeah, how do we know it doesn't have modified RNA or messenger RNA or whatever the hell they want to put in this stuff? How do we know it doesn't have that in there? Can we trust the CDC's word? Can we trust that all the makers and the manufacturers who couldn't put Humpty back together again? No, what they've done is they put stuff in there. We're going to get into this with Brandon Weichert in our next hour. Amazing how they might have put junk in there that makes it worse. Think about it next time you go get a jab. I think most of us have probably figured out, no more jabs for me. That includes the flu shot, the RSV shot, any of it. And then, of course, the things that are there in your face, scary kind of stuff. Yeah, the drag march over the weekend in New York City shouted a very troubling message. People, I mean, we're talking about all these pride marchers out there, LGBTQ, let's get Biden to quit. Yeah. We're all marching down the street going, we're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children. Now, that doesn't shake you up and make you want to pull your kids out of school. Because I have this distinct feeling that what's going on in the school, even Randy Weingarten knows all about. And she's as much of a deviant as the rest if she allows it to continue. And it got even worse in Seattle yesterday. A group of fully nude cyclists in formation performed in front of children at a Seattle Pride parade, totally in the buff, waving their exposed genitalia in front of child spectators while on bicycle, some of whom appeared to be younger than five. Full frontal nudity, folks. They're in your face. Satan is there watching the whole thing go down, laughing his fool head off. Oh, by the way, if you want to know what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is thinking about, I wish I could get him back on the show here to talk about his proposal to legalize federally marijuana, arguing states should be allowed to decide their own pot laws without federal interference. What do you have to say about that, Chong?
Oh, far out, man. Oh, hey, did you hear that, man? Hey, we need to vote Kennedy into office so we can smoke some pot, man.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back with more news stories and maybe a phone call or two after the break here on the Power Hour. Stay with me.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on a Monday. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us for this segment. Grown by Nature, by the way, we have to let you know that 10% off extended sale is happening this week so that you can get on auto ship. 10% off North American Urban Spice products this week as well. And, of course, we're on Substack. For those of you who want to watch us there, I usually do an after-hour segment on Monday because we have more news than we have time for. So I cover that during our Substack After Hour, which you can link to through the powerhour.com website. For those of you wishing to donate, of course, many of you regularly do, we appreciate that. P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And while you're at it, you might want to consider writing a letter and sending it either through our email at support@thepowerhour.com or sending it to our snail mail address, letting us know why you deserve one of Rick's SatelliteUSA.com systems we're going to be giving away to one lucky listener. Thanks to your donations here at the Power Hour. And not everybody can use the satellite dishes. Rick's got to be able to call and talk with you if you're going to send a letter in. Please put your phone number there so we can reach you. If anybody is interested in donating a system, buy Rick's. It's only $269. We're going to give that away. You can either donate anonymously or you can actually say, look, I donated it. I want people to know it was me. You can do that too. Give Rick a call directly, Rick Kaler at 816-228-1801 in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri. Check him out online at ricksatelliteusa.com. Once again, after the top of the hour break, Brandon Weikert will be joining us. He's got a new book out called Biohacked, China's Race to Control Life. And, of course, we have oodles of news and information to talk about. Apparently, from what I understand, Facebook is going to start censoring news that Canadians are accustomed to reading on a regular basis. And for that update, we go to George in Canada. I had to throw that in there, George, just to throw a curve at you on this Monday morning.
Oh, no worries. It's a big battle for hearts and minds. There always has been. And part of the game the companies are playing is they're not going to allow their news to be disseminated. And they want you to come to their platform. But if you never heard of the platform, how can you find their news? So I look at the people who disseminate news are giving you free advertising and establishing your news or your written works or whatever to a broader mass audience that you may never have found and may never have found you. So your opinions or shows or artwork or whatever will be lost. No one's going to see it. And so it's a two-headed coin kind of thing to say, I want total dominion and control over everything. But if it can't be spread around, no one can ever find. It's kind of called like the butterfly effect, or, you know, in economics they have things like that where we do business together. It creates a bigger, stronger economy and a greater platform for news. So in a way, it's just counterproductive, totally counterproductive. And sooner or later, they may start to realize that. But there's one thing you can't do with a fool is you can't stop them from walking off a cliff. And if you're nice, like you might wait for them at the bottom. But one thing I'd like to raise, to the world, because, you know, it won't be raised to the world, is, yes, we had our pride here in Toronto. I work downtown and I'm in the midst of things like that. And I saw a very, very beautiful man there, a street preacher. And in spite of the storm, in spite of the fact probably no one was really paying him any heed, he had the most eloquent voice that I've ever heard. It was just absolutely amazing. And his oratory skills were supreme. So, you know, the best I could do, I didn't want to interrupt him too much, but I had to go up to him and thank him for doing what he was doing and bless him in God's name for taking the time and making the effort. And that was my big spiel for that.
Wow.
And another, it was very touching. You know, it was tears in my eyes that this man was so loyal. His father or uncle was standing beside him, and he was so heartfelt. And he never even missed a step in his oratory. Great public speaker and great Christian, very determined. No anger, no animosity, just trying to preach the gospel and expose love to people who probably wouldn't want it anyway. But I'd have to say that was probably the finest exposition of anything I saw in recent time almost anywhere. If you want to know what's going on with this Titan sub, do read my blog, History Repeats, the Titan is Lost. And you have to look into all the victims, what their backgrounds are, and what connections they have. So there's a chap from Pakistan, the billionaire there, Dawood. He was affiliated with a big company that manufactured chemicals. Some of my sources say those chemicals were on a train that derailed in the United States and made a big mess. That's very important. His company was affiliated with USAID, which is a CIA front, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the World Bank, and some German company called Siemens that I've spoke a lot about, and I think you have too. Yep. So when you're going to do a murder, and you did it in an airplane, it was common practice that you'd put a pressure-sensitive detonator on it so that when you surpass a certain altitude, it goes off. And the likelihood of you finding the pieces and parts, especially if you did it in a very remote area or over the ocean, would be rather slim in the old days. And the same works as well when you're going down, that if you sabotage a piece of equipment, and that happened a long time ago in Arctic history. There was a very old private submarine called Nautilus, and some people didn't want it to go where it was supposed to go, and they sabotaged the thing so it couldn't complete the journey or even start the journey, as memory serves me. But you're never going to find the evidence down there, even if you were very overt in what you used. It would be just a monumental task to find something, bring it up, and test it for chemicals to see if maybe there was a formula for some explosive on it, or just that something was designed to fail when it reached a certain depth. And arrivederci, Roma. But yeah. I get into that. The one of the Chaps, the guy who owned this company, his wife is a direct descendant of Isidore Strauss. Okay, and he owned Macy's. He was involved in the 1907 money trust collapse, the panic of 1907, with J.P. Morgan and a lot of the other famous rich Americans through this trust company. And because we couldn't fix it, we had to have a Federal Reserve System. That was the greasing of the wheels. And there's new greasing of the wheels to screw it up again and bring us a central bank digital currency. So there's quite an echo chamber of what happened in the past and what happened today. And the original novel of the loss of the big ship that hit something and sank in the Atlantic, its name was the Titan. So, you know, great name for them to pick as well. But history does repeat. I get into great detail and a lot of stuff I've done over the last decade, connecting things to terrorism. And a big war that no one really talks about except me, I call them the sub-wars. All these rich people have monster yachts or resources to go to the most deepest, farthest, remotest places on Earth. One of the big ones was Paul Allen from Microsoft. His yacht is like a James Bond thriller, and it's got a tourist submarine in it and a research submarine. And what really piqued my interest with him is when he went to Antarctica, he had to have 30 Navy SEALs as bodyguards to defend him from the penguins. So what the hell is down there? That is so interesting. So when we look on the other side, there may be something on the other side. And they know about it. They're fighting over it. And maybe whoever gets control of it will have control and dominion of this earth. And that might be part of the bigger, broader issues that really no one is ever going to display, uncover, or report on. But I have. And then one of the other chaps, the French former naval officer, he was going down the Atlantic to find the flight recorder for AF-447. And I have a lot of material in there about what really happened back then and how the intelligence agencies were kind of involved in downing that plane so people don't get to the other side. It's a classic thing with anyone.
Yeah, and the website is?
Conspiracy-cafe.com.
I knew. We had to get that in there, George. I appreciate that. Appreciate your comments this morning, sir. It's always
okay.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you. Bless you, too. By the way, for those of you who are looking into what's happening with the concealed carry law down in Florida, as of July 1, Floridians will be allowed to carry concealed firearms without a permit. The new law eliminates the requirement for gun safety training or a background check by the FDLE. Still does require a less detailed background check, but no longer requires fingerprinting or a three-month wait period. Just so you know. And, of course, all the gun control freaks, they think it's all going to blow up in our faces. There will be mass school shootings because of this. No. People that have concealed carry firearms generally are way more responsible than the Audrey Hales of the world. Or the Dylan Klebold or the whatever, Klebold and Harris duo. Yep. Or the two little punks that shot up the school in Jonesboro, Arkansas, way back when. We all glamorize it. The mainstream media glamorizes it all because that's part of their agenda. Because the more we can glamorize it, the more we can freak out the gun control nuts who want to take away our firearms. Now, we also found out, too, and I don't know, I'm still trying to get some details, specific details, but at the same time they were raiding the offices of the gun store, the outfitter's store up in Montana, there was another raid going on in a store in Virginia, and they were actually after the same thing, the firearm transaction record form 4473. And, of course, this all follows these high-profile mass shootings. So, you know, what do they want this information for other than to catalog everyone that's in there? They're going to scan every one of these six-page documents. They're going to look into whether or not anybody lied on these documents. It's the only thing I can think of. Because, I mean, look at Hunter. He just brought it all out. I mean, the thing is that they don't prosecute a lot of these. RFK Jr., as a matter of fact, used a town hall in New Hampshire to explain he's not going to take guns and the approach of trying to do so would not stop school shootings. And he explained all of this at the town hall meetings. It's not going to change anything. you take away. And the old saying is only criminals will have guns. But see, all the gun control freaks haven't had to stare a shooter in the face, except for Gabby Giffords, of course, who got popped in the head at a campaign rally. She must have pissed off somebody really bad for somebody to come after her and open fire, pop her in the brain. See, same with James Brady. He just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. He got one in the head. So, I mean, this is the thing. It doesn't stop the shooters. And, I mean, the guy that popped Brady was doing it to impress Jodie Foster. Wow. He's trying to impress her, and she's trying to impress her. Did you get what I mean by that? Means Jodie Foster swings the other way. So, you know, it doesn't matter whether Hinckley was trying to impress her. That's not where her attention is. See, this, we have nuts in the world. Do you think that we put them here? You think God put them here? Nope. God didn't put them there. Just the opposite. In the economy and business section here at 45 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Honda Motor is recalling 1.2 million vehicles, SUVs and minivans, by the way, due to potential issue with the rear view camera image, according to the NHTSA. You all know what that acronym stands for, right? Huh? National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. This is another one of those bureaucracies out there that thinks there's always something wrong with something, so we have to make it look like we're doing something. The recall covers some 2018 to 2020-23 Odyssey minivans, the 2019 through 2022 Pilot SUVs, and 2019 through this year's model Passport SUVs. Okay, so you're driving them. Why? This is due to a faulty communication coaxial cable connector. The rear view camera image may not appear on the display because of that connector, so they have to replace them. Well, that's not a major ordeal, but it still is an ordeal, and it's going to cost them. And I would say just for that one cable connector, due to the fact that it's a Honda and probably where that cable connector is running from point A to point B, it's going to cost at least $500 per vehicle to change out those 1.2 million vehicles. At least $500 is going to cost them per vehicle. And of course, now you have this bunch of proponents of the UBI, like Andrew Yang. Universal basic income and the anti-human agenda makes its way onto the charts again in the technocracy news, all the way back to the original construct of technocracy from the 1930s, where everybody in society is going to receive the same allocation of energy script that would expire at the end of the allocation period. Yeah. See, today, UBI solves the problem of unemployables picking up too many pitchforks and torches to attack the technocrat Earth destroyers. The fact that UBI is being tested globally proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's an initiative of the global oligarchy that promotes technocracy. The Great Reset. Hello? UBI was first clearly defined in the 1930s by the formal technocracy movement, which has now reared its ugly head again. And when you get people like Andrew Yang out there, you got to have a business person out there promoting the fact that, oh, yes, we need UBI. See, this is what gets people to trust the government, because they're all getting a paycheck. But who's paying that? We, the people who are out there working, business owners and everybody else, they're the ones paying this. And they're using UBI to control the masses. Duh. Alabama has joined Indiana and Florida, prohibiting government agencies in that state from accepting a CBDC as payment, and bars the state from participating in any testing of central bank digital currencies by the Federal Reserve. Kay Ivey just signed that into law down there in Alabama. Coors Light, by the way, you can write them off. They're proceeding with the Denver Pride Parade during ongoing Pride Month controversy. That's right. Yesterday in the Denver Pride Parade, Coors Light, funding part of it, the Coors Light Denver Pride Parade. That's what the event's website reads. So I guess now we need to quit drinking that Colorado piss water, right?
Oh, darn. There's nothing else I can drink.
Yeah. See, this is what the masses are thinking. You know, the 220 million people that went out got the jab. Yeah, we'll talk about that in our next half hour segment here. I don't want to get ahead of myself on this one because I've got a lot of complaints on that. In the wake of the failure of several regional banks, guess what lawmakers want to do now? We want new bills, new legislation to give us more regulatory authority and more control over the banks. Excuse me, what happened to Dodd-Frank? You're not even enforcing half of those things. If you had been enforcing Dodd-Frank, you wouldn't have these problems in the first place, you morons. I can't believe this. This is what our government is doing with your tax dollars, folks. Who's complaining?
I'm just too worried about my labor, my toil, and my next meal.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember that? Just to go back to Jacob Javits. Remember him? Mr. Rosenthal, Harold Rosenthal, that went, did that little interview with the reporter that got him killed in the Il-Al flight. Remember that? Oh, Krieger, that's a conspiracy theory. No, he was the only one on board the flight who was shot by hijackers and his body dumped in the tarmac off the aircraft. The only one who went public with the fact that we've got you so trained, like a kitty with a litter box. We got you so trained, you're worried about your toil and your next meal. That's what Americans are focused on right now. It's all about the money. You see, once they got control of your brain, the love of money is the root of all evil. Money is not the root of all evil. It's you give unto Caesar what's due Caesar, give unto God what's due God. The whole idea is, look, you're separating the issue between God and men and natural law versus man's law. This is the crazy thing, and I'm glad that Robert from Florida brought that up last week because that was a heavy last Thursday for those of you who want to go listen to that broadcast, talking about the difference between the two. This is just another one of these, they're full of malarkey kind of stories. You know, they all want to, these transhumans, billion-dollar quest for immorality or immortality, rather, but it is immoral what they're doing. Under a skylight resembling a giant cycloptic eye, you know, all-seeing eye on the top of the dollar bill, e pluribus unum. What does a company like Altos Labs, Cambridge Institute of Science do? Sell rejuvenation. We sell rejuvenation. Yeah. Altos Labs is pursuing a lavishly funded quest to unearth the secrets of aging. They want to try to reverse it. They want to try to keep old age from being old age. They want immortality. Yeah. Software entrepreneur Brian Johnson, who injected himself with his son's blood and spends $2 million a year in hopes of achieving the body of an 18-year-old. Amazing how that works. Macabre new heights. Imagine if you will. Yeah. These people are crazy. And not only that, but next time you go into a sushi bar. Yeah, you can read the story on our email blast about lab-grown salmon sushi. You don't know when you go to a sushi bar whether you're eating it or not. Perhaps you should find out whether or not the sushi bar you're going to is putting this stuff that you're going to eat in the food because you don't know what it's got in it. Lab-grown seafood. Wild Alaskan salmon. I can't believe that they only think that people eat 2 pounds of this stuff a year. I eat way more than 2 pounds of wild Alaskan caught salmon a year, folks. Way more than that. It's got all the good stuff in it. Everything else, all this farm-raised crap that's out there, you can just write that off. And, of course, in the wake of growing concerns over child exploitation on the popular gaming platform, this is a chat platform, Discord, CEO Jason Citron has voiced his alarm and commitment to tackling the issue. Yeah. Child exploitation and grooming in the wake of mounting concerns about child abuse on his own website, Discord. You letting your kid play on that? You should know what they're doing in the background. Yeah, we already talked about Zuckerman's way or else Facebook to block news stories in Canada. George just commented on that. this bill that's going on right now, C-18, received royal assent this week after being passed by the Canadian Parliament, still under the control of Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party. Facebook, now known as Meta, says Nuke's content will no longer be available on the main platform and Instagram in the country. Google, considering a similar approach on its platform, which means you're going to have to listen to alternate news channels and dial into conspiracy-cafe.com where George is in order to get the real truth on stuff. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir. Nope, looks like we're out of time. You're going to have to wait on that. Call us back in the next hour, Jeff. We appreciate that. Sorry to make you wait. Not enough time to cover everything we have here, but we will be getting to a lot of the stuff involving COVID after we come back from our break. Brandon Weichert will be with us with his new book, Biohacked, talking about the real deal. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.